From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Today on Let the Bible Speak, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he brings the concluding portion of a message entitled, Lessons for Life on Seeking for the Lord, taken from Joshua chapter 9. Here we find the account of the Gibeonites, a Canaanite people who, seeking to escape the fate of the other heathen inhabitants of Canaan, came to Joshua with a false claim that they lived in a far-off country and had traveled many days to seek refuge with the army of Israel. As Dr. Cairns explained, these people embodied both the good and the bad, which is often part of life. They lied about their true homeland, and yet they recognized that Joshua and his people were servants of the true and living God. Also, we've seen that, as in the case of Ai, Joshua and his people failed to ask for the Lord's guidance. Dr. Cairns has been extracting important instruction for God's people from the experience of Joshua and the Gibeonites. The first lesson is that sinners under condemnation show great wisdom in seeking God. Then, as the passage illustrates, sinners who seek the Lord need not fear being rejected. It was the grace of God that caused the Gibeonites to seek the Lord, something that is true of every sinner whose heart is inclined after God. As Dr. Cairns has emphasized, those who have sought the Lord must continue to seek Him, for this world is hostile to godly living. The solution to victory over the world and the lure of sin is a constant waiting upon the Lord. Before Dr. Cairns concludes the message, please enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. Exceeding great and precious promises. If you would know experimentally the preciousness of the promises and enjoy them in your own heart, meditate much upon them. There are promises which are like grapes in the winepress. If you tread them, the juice will flow. Thinking over the hallowed words will often be the prelude to their fulfillment. While you are musing upon them, the boon which you are seeking will insensibly come to you. Many a Christian who has thirsted for the promise has found the favor which it ensured gently distilling into his soul even while he's been considering the divine record, and he has rejoiced that ever he was led to lay the promise near his heart. But besides meditating upon the promises, seek in thy soul to receive them as being the very words of God. Speak to thy soul thus: If I were dealing with a man's promise, I should carefully consider the ability and the character of the man who had covenanted with me. So with the promise of God. My eye must not be so much fixed upon the greatness of the mercy, that may stagger me, as upon the greatness of the promiser, that will cheer me. My soul, it is God, even thy God, God that cannot lie, who speaks to thee. This word of his which thou art now considering is as true as his own existence. He is a God unchangeable. He has not altered the thing which has gone out of his mouth, nor called back one single consolatory sentence. Nor doth he lack any power. It is the God who made the heavens and the earth who has spoken thus. Nor can he fail in wisdom as to the time when he will bestow the favors, for he knoweth when it is best to give and when better to withhold. Therefore, seeing that it is the word of a God so true, so immutable, so powerful, so wise, I will and must believe the promise. If we thus meditate upon the promises and consider the promiser, we shall experience their sweetness and obtain their fulfillment.
My heart shall feel.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Under the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That, and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts, is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Thank you. see, that dynamic relationship where faith constantly seeks and finds the Savior is the secret of Christian living. And it's vitally important that we recognize that. Just as with Israel, we face a tremendous challenge. They had a dual challenge. First, there were the amalgamated efforts of the Confederacy to destroy them. And then there was the challenge that the Gibeonites posed. That was the danger of a compromising alliance. Now, we face those very same challenges today. There is the challenge of the ungodly arrayed against the Church of Christ. A great American commentator said that hatred of the righteous is one of the strongest bonds of union between the wicked. You see it in Scripture. Pilate and Herod got together in their rejection of Christ, and yet they were enemies. They had nothing in common, but their common rejection of Christ brought them together. The Pharisees and the Sadducees were constantly fighting each other, but again, in the crucifixion of Christ, you see them getting together. And so it is today. Humanism and heathenism have little in common, but they have this much in common, that they get together to oppose the Church of God and His Christ. On a personal level, the great amalgamation of the world and the flesh and the devil shows you the concentrated fury of the opposition that the people of God must face. And let me tell you, as a church and as individuals, in fighting the battle for holiness, we must seek the Lord. You must stay in contact with God. The psalmist said in the psalm from which we were singing this morning, "Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart." Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait on God. If there's one thing that needs to be emblazoned in every Bible-believing church and in every Christian's heart and home, it's this: wait on the Lord. We have so many people and they're running ahead of God. They're living as if God had abdicated. They're living as if the gospel had no vital input into their lives. Wait on the Lord. Settle yourself down before God. Seek His face. You need His fellowship. You need His protection. You need His guidance. You need His wisdom. Wait on the Lord. We don't only face a battle, but there's another danger. I think of the words of a German writer when he thought of the Gibeonites and the danger they posed to Israel, a danger which was overruled in the mercy of God, but which nonetheless was real. He says, "This account is a warning to the Church of God of all ages against the cunning and the dissimulation of the world, which often seeks for a peaceful recognition on the part of the kingdom of God, and even for a reception into it, whenever it may be its advantage to do so." Think of that carefully. The world not only fights the church, the world infiltrates it. The world, the flesh, and the devil are not apparent only in outright opposition to your personal life of holiness, but they are equally in evidence when they seek to get you to compromise. The world, by cunning and dissimulation, seeks for a peaceful recognition. Do we not find that all across America? It used to be that there were things that the church recognized as downright, outright sin. Today, not a word. I was reading an article just last night, written a couple of years back, by a man I wouldn't normally quote, for he is a leading officer in the National Association of Evangelicals, which is a compromising outfit, and his outfit is one of the real reasons for the situation which he was himself lamenting. But the situation he was addressing was this. He called his article, Biting the Silver Bullet. And he was addressing the millions of dollars that liquor companies pour into conservative causes and good causes. And he drew attention especially to the Coors organization. That's why he talked about biting the silver bullet, for that's, I'm told, the name of their beer. So, they give money to right-wing politicians. They give money to pro-family organizations. They give money to evangelical organizations. He said, in surveying church leaders all across America, he couldn't find one that would take on the liquor trade. Nobody now able to identify the wickedness of the number one killer in America. Nobody now able to identify the number one drug pusher in America. Oh yes, all these evangelicals can get on the presidential bandwagon and they'll just say no, and they're against crack and they're against cocaine and they're against pot and they're against marijuana and they're against all these drugs. And it makes them feel so good. But hypocritical liars, though they may have to be, and I use those words strongly, but I use them advisedly, they will not take on the drug that is killing more than all the rest of them put together. It's populating hell with millions of souls. But the Church of Christ has been silenced by the dollars from the beer companies. It's scandalous. That's only one example. It's only one example. It's true in the moral realm. We have preachers today divorced and remarried. Can they take a stand? Can they announce the standards of the Word of God regarding the abiding purity and integrity of the marriage bond? No, no. It's not just your Jimmy Swaggerts I'm talking about. Let me tell you, we're living in a day when what once was clearly wicked and evil is now something acceptable. When Hollywood was as pure as heaven in comparison to what it is now, not that it was ever as pure as heaven, but in comparison to what it is now, when Hollywood was turning out things like Charlie Chaplin and Butt Abbott and Lou Costello and for real spine-tingling adventure, Rudolph Valentino or something, the Church of Christ called for separation. Now when you read evangelicals on Hollywood, they're talking about redeeming the culture of Hollywood. That sounds good, doesn't it? Redeeming the culture. Redeeming prostitution. Redeeming murder and mayhem. Redeeming vile and filthy language. Redeeming it and making it redemptive and part of a Christian culture. What are we talking about? I recognize that whether you're talking about the celluloid film or whether you're talking about the modern methods of filming and digitizing pictures, etc., look, I realize that those things can be put to good use or bad use. And I realize that Christians can take all the technology of the age and they can use it for the glory of God. But I also realize if they're to do that, they're to do it in separation from the world. We're living in an age where it's difficult to get Christians to take a stand for what's right and proper and good and biblical. It seems that everybody has some spin to put on it. Everybody has some particular reason for twisting the picture and giving themselves an out. That's the danger. How do you face that danger? You seek the Lord. Now, this will sound very old-fashioned, but then I am very old-fashioned, and I'm happy to stay that way. In a day like this, when everything is drifting, you need to be anchored to something that will not shift. And I'm talking about the infallible Word of God. What saith the Scripture? Let us seek to our God. Let us find out the will of God on a matter. Let us find out what is the standard of God on a matter. And if God's standard is this, then let's stand on it. And if everybody else in the world and every other church in the world is against us, hallelujah anyway. Let's just stand for God. Let's get our stand where He stands. God's people, saved by grace, are living for Christ in a hostile environment, and therefore they need to seek the Lord. Here then are the lessons for life from this passage of Scripture. Seek the Lord for salvation. Seek Him without fear of being rejected. And having done so, keep on seeking Him, because He says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Let the heart of them rejoice, says the psalmist, that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. If you love him, seek him. Keep seeking him, and he will always be found when we seek him with our whole heart.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.